Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to the report.
Mike, it's great to talk to you again.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about the state budget, the progress that is and is not being made in Harrisburg, and also the governor's negative reactions to plans put forth by House Republicans in particular that do not include tax increases. What's your view of the governor's position on this?
Mike, I've been extremely concerned about the governor's inaction, number one, and number two, almost being absent without leave from his job in Harrisburg to get this budget done. The House Republican caucus has consistently put forward plans to the governor, to the Senate, saying that we are unwilling to accept any tax increases and that the problems that we're experiencing throughout the Commonwealth at this point in time, the financial concerns that we're dealing with, is because the governor overspent $1.4 billion last year. And in fact, since he's been in office, the governor's overspent approximately $2.4 billion. This lack of financial discipline on the part of the governor and then his constant assertion that the only solution is a tax increase is extremely disingenuous. It's got me concerned. I've been tremendously impressed with our leadership that they've held firm. They've been consistent throughout the entire process. They delivered a budget early on in April for negotiation process, and literally nothing was done from the governor's staff all the way up until the time we passed the final budget without the revenue in place yet in the latter part of June. And since then, we've been working on getting the revenue side done.
And in consideration of the governor's recent efforts to securitize the earnings of the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board in order to fill the budget hole, do you think that's the right way to go about balancing the state budget by unilaterally having a chief executive borrow money?
Mike, the governor's attempt to liquefy, so to speak, the LCB, the Liquor Control Board, and provide $1.2 billion in financing that way, I think is absolutely wrong. And we're investigating to see what type of judicial steps can be taken to prevent this type of raiding on state assets by the governor, when in fact the governor's really attempting to do this so that he can protect the interest of state workers at the LCB and other types of centers where alcohol is sold to Commonwealth of Pennsylvania under the controlled system we have. And he believes it will prevent the privatization. So we feel very much so that we have to stop it. But what I'm more concerned about than anything else is the lack of financial discipline on the part of the governor. You know, I've spent 35 years, 40 years of my career helping to keep companies out of bankruptcy. And this is the exact opposite of what you should ever possibly do. And the governor's actions show to me that he lacks that financial discipline to sit down at the negotiating table to come up with the reduction in spending that is necessary to provide some type of tax relief to all of the citizens of the Commonwealth so that the citizens of the Commonwealth are not constantly viewed as being an unlimited purse string for the government and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and this governor to keep taxing so that we can make it more difficult for citizens to be Pennsylvanians. Instead, this governor's attempts to obtain $1.2 billion by selling the state stores and or securitizing it make absolutely no sense, and I'm going to do everything in my power to stop it. I really am of the opinion that perhaps if the governor thinks that these are the ways to solve the problem, he should really reassess whether or not he's got the experience necessary to help get the Commonwealth out of the deep financial trouble that it's in that's been building up for so many decades. And he should really determine whether or not he's the person that should be leading this type of an effort and whether or not he should continue doing what he's doing.
Representative Ryan, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.